Another sign. Need a loan? See your credit union. They turned right down another corridor and approached a small section containing vending machines, hot coffee, donuts, sandwiches, candy bars. She remembered all the late nights when she had been a resident in the hospital and had come down to the vending machines for a snack. The old days, when being a doctor seemed like a good and hopeful thing to be. Great advances would be made during her lifetime. It would be exciting, and she would be a part of it. Anders peered into the vending area, then paused. He whispered,
"Have a look at this."
She looked, astonished. Every machine had been smashed. There were candy bars and sandwiches wrapped in plastic strewn across the floor. Coffee was pouring in short arterial spurts from the coffee vendor onto the floor. Anders stepped around the puddles of coffee and soda and touched the dents and tears in the metal of the machines.
"Looks like an axe," he said. "Where would he get an axe?" "Fire extinguisher stations have them." "I don't see the axe here," he said, looking around the room.
Then he glanced at her. She didn't reply. They left the vending area and continued down the corridor. They came to a turn in the tunnels.
"Which way now?"
"Left,"
she said.
And she added, "We're very close."
Ahead of them, the hall took another turn. Ross knew that hospital records was around the turn, and just beyond that, the computer. The planners had located the computer near the records room because they eventually hoped to computerize all the hospital records. Suddenly, Anders froze. She stopped and listened with him. They heard footsteps and humming. Somebody humming a tune. Anders put his finger to his lips and gestured to Ross to stay where she was. He moved forward toward the turn in the corridor. The humming was louder. He paused at the turn and looked cautiously around the corner. Ross held her breath.
"Hey!"
a male voice shouted, and suddenly Anders' arm flicked around a corner like a snake, and a man sprawled across the floor, skidding down the hall toward Ross.
"Hey!"
A bucket of water sloshed across the floor. Ross saw that it was an elderly maintenance man. She went over to him.
"What the..."
"Shh," she said, a finger to her lips. She helped the man back to his feet. Anders came back.
"Don't leave the basement," he said to the man. "Go to the kitchen and wait. Don't try to leave."
His voice was an angry hiss. Ross knew what he was saying. Anyone who tried to leave the basement now was likely to be shot by the waiting cops. The man was nodding, frightened and confused.
"It's all right," Ross said to him.
"I didn't do nothing."
"There's a man down here we have to find," Ross said. "Just wait until it's over."
"Stay in the kitchen," Anders said.
The man nodded, brushed himself off, and walked away. He looked back once, shaking his head. She and Anders continued along the corridor, turned a corner, and came to the records section. A large sign sticking out from the wall said, "Patient Records." Anders looked at her questioningly. She nodded. They went inside. Records was a giant space filled with floor-to-ceiling shelves of patient records.